With so much afoot in international affairs, we reached out to Nicholas Burns, former Undersecretary for Political Affairs under George W. Bush. Ambassador, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
So let's talk first about the questions in Europe right now. I mean, the dominating sort of issue of Russia and Ukraine at a time when Europe seems really fundamentally weak. I mean, you've got in the EU all of these skeptics who were elected in the EU. I'm just wondering if this is a sort of collection of weakness here, especially with President Obama talking about not using military force, pulling back on the use of military force as a matter of strategy and policy.
Well, certainly, John, this has been a real time of testing for the NATO alliance and for the relationship between Canada, the U.S., and Europe. The Europeans have just come out of a major economic crisis over the last few years, the Eurozone crisis. Now they get hit with Putin annexing Crimea, destabilizing Ukraine. And there's been an inconsistency in the Western response. On the one hand, Germany, the United States, the North Atlantic Alliance has said this is absolutely intolerable for Putin to act this way in the 21st century. On the other, there's been very little cost to Putin because the Germans especially are so tied in to Russian natural gas and to the commercial markets in Russia, German exports to Russia. They haven't wanted to put major sanctions on Russia, on Putin. I think President Obama would like to have a tougher response through sanctions, but the Europeans won't let him. And that lack of unity has really given the opening rounds, at least tactically in this battle, to Putin himself.
So is that an invitation for the president to return to rhetoric that he spoke about right after winning his second term, saying that why is everybody so eager to use military force? The use of military force should be a last resort, and we should go back to that. This is going to be the door that's open for him to really elaborate on that policy at West Point.
Well, it is. Today's a major opportunity for the president at the West Point commencement to do what he does so well. At times of great crisis in his presidency, he's turned to sophisticated speeches, analytical speeches that try to explain to the American people what's at stake and where we should go. And it's a good time for that because there is a perception in the United States, but I think most especially overseas, there's a perception of a lack of energy and conviction in American foreign policy, however fair or unfair that is. And I think in some ways it's unfair. Because to my mind, the president's been very strong in a couple of key areas. He's chosen diplomacy over the military and trying to deal with the Iran nuclear problem. He's having some success. We don't have a negotiated deal yet, but he's en route to get one. The president has signaled as of 2 years ago that the preponderance of American attention should be in Asia, the so-called pivot to Asia. He's conceptually right about that. And I think, John, in many ways, he's the first American president to take the climate change problem seriously. He's now the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, is looking at a major decision on coal, which will be controversial here at home, but may be very consequential in a positive way overseas. So I think he's done some very strong things in foreign policy. Here's the problem that he has. Last September, when he drew a line in the sand in Syria, dared President Assad to cross it. If Assad used chemical weapons, Assad used chemical weapons. The president didn't respond. At least I hear in my travels around the world that decision in the brutal, cynical world of Middle East politics created the perception of American weakness. And I think President Putin's invasion of Crimea and the lack of an effective response has added to that. So the president has an opportunity today to respond to that and to try to convince people around the world that he does have clarity in his foreign policy. I think he can do it in this speech. He then needs to carry it out.
Well, then, before we go, is it fair to describe the president, as I did with a question mark, earlier this hour, as a reactor in chief, that essentially this has been a reactive administration to serious changes afoot in the world, but essentially reactive, not taking leadership by the horns?
You know, I think it's difficult to take a snapshot in any one day and say he's failing, he's succeeding. I think the president has been an activist on Iran. He's been an activist on nuclear nonproliferation, very focused on the big relationship with China, which is our most important relationship in the world, and yet I think somewhat reactive in the Middle East, with the exception of Iran. So I think that this is very much a mixed bag right now. But the president does have an opportunity to set things straight, to let people know what he's going to do. He's got 31 months left in his presidency. That's a long time. He's got a lot of authority under the Constitution, even if the Democrats don't do well in the midterm. So I think we ought to give him a very fair hearing today.
And he will be speaking before cadets at West Point, speaking to the cadets, to the armed forces, but also speaking to the American people. The president will be Nicholas Burns, former Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs under President George W. Bush, now professor of the practice of diplomacy and international politics at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.